Lesson 5C, Exercises 2 and 4. 1.
It can be dangerous if you allow parents to choose. I mean, a lot of societies don't really value girls as much as they value boys. So if you give parents a choice, they'll choose to have boys all the time. And then how will the human race survive? It's true of people everywhere, in all societies, that if you give them too many choices, they choose badly. Look at all the choices of food we have on offer, for example, and look how unhealthy our diet is. In the old days, we didn't have fast food and we were much healthier. We should keep it simple. I don't think a technological advance is the same as progress. Do you see what I mean?
2.
It's all about money, isn't it? Clinics invent new techniques, then they patent them. And who can afford to take advantage? The rich, as usual. So, we could end up with two types of human being. The rich will pay technicians to genetically improve their babies. And then there will be natural humans with all their physical problems and flaws. It will be a divided world. And that will cause all kinds of conflicts in the future. You can imagine huge wars taking place between the rich, genetically advanced humans, and the savage, violent underclass. I think I've seen a film about that, actually. So you know, it isn't just my opinion.
3.
I reckon in a few years' time, women won't get pregnant at all. Nobody will be born in a natural way. I think all babies will be created in a test tube one day. The parents will specify exactly what kind of baby they want. Hair colour, skin colour, height, intelligence. It will be like ordering a new car. You can customise it and pick it up when it's ready. I guess if that's where technology is heading, then what's the problem? We can't stop it, so we'd better make the most of it.
4.
I can see why parents want to make choices. Say they've got 3 sons already and they really want a daughter. But really, it's not natural, is it? I don't think scientists should interfere with nature. We don't understand it well enough for a start. Scientists only found out about DNA in the 1950s. It's still new technology, so we should be careful. What if an experiment created a gene that damaged the human race? My friend's dad is a scientist, and he says that could really happen. We shouldn't experiment with human embryos. What if it goes wrong? We could accidentally change human DNA forever.
5.
I think people are a bit frightened of science, aren't they? There's the typical image of a mad scientist in his laboratory. You know, Frankenstein's monster. Scientists desperate to create artificial life at all costs. But I think the reality is very different. It's just ordinary parents who want the best for their children. I think it's just a medical procedure like any other. I really don't think we should be scared of it. We should welcome it as an advance.